Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Recently in my office, I ran across a couple sentences I had written on a sheet of paper. Something A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Christian and Missionary Alliance, had said. He said, "God cannot use a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." Wow, that's a bit sobering. In the life of Father Daniel Nash, this statement was true. He really went through the mill. By the age of 40, he had accepted the pastorate of a small church in upstate New York. This was in 1816, and he pastored the church for 6 years. It was a rocky road. Though he conducted a revival in which 70 came to Christ, the church board decided to dismiss him, the only reason being that they wanted a younger pastor. In 1824, when he first met Finney, he was a crushed man and deeply damaged spiritually. Finney says that the first time he laid eyes on Father Nash, he seemed to be in a backslidden state. But after this meeting, Father Nash was struck with a severe case of inflamed eyes, which in a strange way served to rebuild his faith. He was confined to a dark room where he could neither read or write for several weeks. What do you do if you can't read or write or be exposed to any kind of light? You pray, and that's what Father Nash did for several weeks, which seemingly was the rebuilding of his strength and resolve, and it prepared him for the ministry ahead, partnering with Finney for 7 years of extraordinary ministry.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.